Shares of Delta, American Airlines, and United Airlines were all up more than 10% this morning on news that they will soon be getting a bailout from Congress. The lifeline could not have come at a more critical time for the airline industry. According to officials, the average flight taking off right now is only 20% full, and airport traffic is down 86% from a year ago. For more, let's bring in Seth Kaplan, here and now transportation analyst. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jeremy.
And what do we know at this point about how much the airlines are going to be getting out of this bailout from Washington?
I'm told new draft language, and this is all moving very quickly, shows $25 billion in grants for airlines, and that is to be used to pay workers through September 30th of this year. That's the deal. The passenger airlines, no layoffs through that date if they get this money. And then another up to $25 billion in loans, again, for the passenger airlines. FedEx and UPS would get a little bit aside from that. And that is what they were looking for originally. It's bounced around. There are some other conditions. No share buybacks. That's become a big issue among the public and politicians. And also no dividends into 2021.
Airlines were said to be considering halting all or at least a lot of domestic travel because so many flights are near empty right now. Does this bailout change that thinking for the airlines?
It does. And in fact, there are conditions about that, about maintaining service. And the airlines have, for their part, said, look, this is not a bailout. This is disaster assistance. This is not a rainy day. This is a biblical flood. And they, from their perspective, feel like, look, the only reason they're even able to do what they're doing is because of all the things that they did before this to put themselves in a situation where they weren't like 9/11 laying people off days later. Obviously, others feel like, look, these are companies that should have been prepared, that said they were prepared for anything and weren't. But yeah, no, this at least does take care of the people for that period of time and prevent some of the things that other people feel are unseemly in terms of the share buybacks and so forth.
But Seth, even with all the bailout money in the world, they still have to deal with issues like air traffic controllers, some of whom have been testing positive for COVID-19, which has shut down some control towers.
Exactly. And that's throughout. I mean, look, there are bus drivers testing positive for COVID. There are TSA workers also who come in contact with the public. And as you said, shutting down some control towers, because it's not as if you can just, even if you have a certain staffing level across the country, you just can't very quickly react to the changes. And so here we are in this situation where the service levels that are already dramatically reduced can suddenly have to be reduced further because of the virus itself impacting the workers, not just the economy and demand for air travel.
And just very quickly, do you think all the airlines are going to make it through this?
Well, they will make it for the next several months. I mean, they got what they needed to do that. And all of these airlines are in different positions in terms of if this were to go on beyond that. No, there are airlines around the world that have already failed. And there are airlines in the U.S. that would be no exception. They're just better off relatively than some around the world.
Here now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Seth, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.